Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Norway recognizes the challenges of widespread poverty in Niger. We commend the government's efforts to enhance access to education and food security. Continued sustainable development is crucial for the further protection of human rights. The anti-trafficking law of 2015 is an important step towards enhanced protection and control of irregular migration. We recommend that Niger conduct a nationwide study on the prevalence of slavery and slavery-like practices in cooperation with national and international stakeholders. We acknowledge the great hospitality that Niger has shown towards refugees from neighboring countries and stand in solidarity with the Nigerian government in condemning the continuous attacks on innocent civilians in the Diffa region. However, we would like to underline Niger's responsibility to uphold fundamental human rights also during the state of emergency. We note with concern reports about the arrests of activists and human rights defenders. We recommend that Niger takes firm measures to ensure that human rights defenders and peaceful activists are free to enjoy their fundamental rights of inter alia freedom of expression and freedom of association. These freedoms are especially important to achieve free and fair and transparent presidential and parliamentary elections. We encourage the continued dialogue between political actors in Niger. Furthermore, we recommend Niger to lift its reservations to the CEDAW and ratify the Maputo Protocol to ensure women's rights. Finally, Norway gives high priority to the fight against death penalty. We recommend that Niger ratifies the second optional protocol of the ICCPR aiming at the abolition of the death penalty. Thank you.